Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? Episode 7, Financial Issues for Elders. This is the seventh in KBOO's series on what it's like to age in Portland. We call it Retired or Rewired. Today we're talking with Rachel Molaire of Next View Loans, a division of Finance of America, LLC. Rachel, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you.
Rachel, we're talking about housing. I'm concerned. I see a lot of value in housing, but I see sometimes people without much equity or without much cash living in housing, getting older and not sure what to do. Can you help us think through how elderly folks who are retired can use the value in the homes that they live in order to improve the quality of their lives?
Absolutely. And that is, it is really what I care about, is right there in the middle of that. How are we going to house ourselves as we get older? And especially in the context of so many people really not having much money at all. That's really the truth of it. There's a lot of talk about the booming economy, but it's not happening for older adults living on Social Security. Your home, the home is the biggest asset for most people. But if you're short on cash, there are really only a few ways that you can use that home. One of them is to rent space.
Take in some tenants. Convert your house to partly a rental property.
The other things that you can do is you can sell the house. Great, now you've got cash, but you still have to live somewhere. And especially in this really intense real estate market, that's a really scary issue for a lot of people. A lot of people are effectively frozen because of it. And then people who might have gone into apartments, that's out of control too. So a lot of people who would have gone to apartments or might have gone to condos are simply frozen because of the market. So you can sell your house. That's one way to get cash. There are two other things. One people think of is that they'll just get a line of credit. In banking terms, that's a home equity line of credit. But the fact is, when you're older, you probably cannot qualify for them. And that's what most people don't realize. And that's because they're adjustable rate. And we have all heard that term. But what it means, long story short, is in order for a lender to give you a line of credit on your home, they have to be able to look at your finances and see that if it adjusted up as high as it could go, you can make those payments. And often people simply can't. So that just falls off the list as an option.
So a bank or a lending institution looking for somebody on a line of credit would say, well, where's your income? Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And the potential rental income that you're thinking you're going to get from that property is not going to be enough to convince the bank that they can lend to you.
They want 2 years of documentation that you've already done it. So if you're right. Looking for money to modify it so it's really going to work for other people, like adding bathrooms, it's all upside down. They aren't going to give you the money to do that. So that leaves you really, two options. One is a personal loan on your house from someone, which is, as rare as hen's teeth. And the other is what I do, which is home equity conversion mortgage lending. It's also known as reverse mortgage, but it's a home equity conversion mortgage.
What about that option?
So that's the work I'm in. It is the only option in most situations. It's intensely regulated. It's not accessible to everyone. People still have to have a financial review because if they don't have enough income one way or another to pay their taxes and insurance, they're not going to qualify for that loan either. However, there are some caveats about that I can touch on. But basically what it means is you have to be 62 years or older, and in that age bracket, you can access a certain percentage of the equity of your house. If you have a little mortgage on your house, a lot of people who used to have their houses paid off now have a little mortgage because they are helping their grandkids with student loans. They helped their kids not lose their house, whatever it is. Whatever amount is available to people, it's regulated, it's based on their age, it's based on the value of the house. They'll have that money available. The first thing it has to do is pay off any mortgage you have on the house. So if you have a lien or a mortgage, that has to go away, which then relieves you of those payments. And sometimes that's all people want. They just want out from under the payments. Otherwise, they have access to some cash. They can take it as a line of credit, which actually is a growth rate. They can take it as cash or they can take it as payment. We are dealing with the new longevity. We live a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people planned well and did everything right, and the cost of living grew up around their ears, and this is a good thing to avail themselves of, and the National College of Financial Planners is now instructing financial planners to recommend people look at this. So it is becoming really mainstream, recognized as a piece of legitimate financial planning for anybody.
Listeners, we're not promoting this company or any other company specifically. We're talking with Rachel about her expertise in this kind of lending, and I think it's useful. So take everything with a grain of salt, get the professional help you need, carefully review every possibility, but there is value, and you may need a way to discover it, uncover it, and work with it. Rachel Mollaire, thanks so much for joining us today on KABU.
You are welcome, and thank you, Tom.
The reverse equity mortgage sounds like a great idea and very useful in some situations that elderly people face. And Rachel seems like a community-oriented broker who has a broader purpose in what she does. But listeners should keep in mind that the finance industry is notorious and there are people in situations that we have to avoid. Here's Chaz Horner, a lawyer in Eugene who specializes in public benefit law, talking about things to watch for in reverse equity mortgages and in credit lending in general. Chaz, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
What are the things that arise in your experience when dealing with these kinds of loans?
Yes, well, throughout the consumer finance industry, there are many actors who make their money by selling very expensive loans to people who may not be in a position to recognize that the loans are expensive. We saw this a number of years ago with the subprime mortgage crisis, and we still see it every day with things like high interest credit cards, payday loans, and these kinds of things. Even in a market where there are a variety of financial instruments available, really what you see is the least attractive instruments being marketed most aggressively towards those who are most vulnerable.
What are the things that a consumer would have to be paying attention to that they might not see in the advertising?
Well, one thing you see discussed a lot is the fees. Obviously, in any kind of big transaction, there are going to be fees. Any kind of mortgage, there are going to be things that have to be paid up front, closing costs, and whatever else the lender may require. The reverse mortgage industry is, by and large, known for having some of the highest fees in the industry, often much higher than what you would see in the setting of an ordinary home equity loan. So you really have to wonder what these companies are thinking. Are they intentionally trying to focus this on the elderly? And I think, you know, the economics suggest the answer is yes.
What are other things that older folks should be watching for in credit arrangements and relationships?
We have to remember that every offer of credit is not done for the purpose of making your life easier. It is done for the purpose of making sure that the lender can get as much money as possible out of you for making that deal. And whether it's a reverse mortgage or a credit card or, a payday loan, potentially in states that might allow that, it is a tactic very well established in the industry. You make the loan seem easy, and you mention only as much about the cost as the law requires you to, and you do it in the smallest print you possibly can at the bottom of the screen or in really fast words at the end of the radio ad. It's just important to be very shrewd because the folks who are selling these things know what they're doing, and their one goal is to make sure that they are making as much money as possible.
In the next episode, we'll be talking with Kateri Walsh of the Oregon State Bar Association on the new edition of the Bar's Legal Guide for Older Adults. Don't miss it. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland, retired or rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.